Mad, you learn is mega cool. Give me a beat! Zero.
Das Zürcher Radio. Wo studis? Für studis.
Good evening, everyone. Wherever you may find yourself listening today, you tune in to Rise Above on Radio Syrup, a show where real people share real stories about conquering real challenges. I'm your host, Maria, and this week we dive deep into the journeys of those who have faced obstacles and emerged stronger on the other side. Today you'll hear from individuals who have stared down adversity, battled through doubts, and turned their fears into stepping stones. They'll share not just what they faced, but how they faced it, what kept them going, and the lessons they've carried forward into their lives. Whether it's battling their inner demons, overcoming loss, or breaking barriers, their stories are here to inspire, motivate, and perhaps offer a new perspective on the challenges we all face. So, tune in, take heart, and let's discover together how resilience can lead us to places we never imagined. Welcome back, everyone. We are here on Radio Syrup, and I am excited to have three guests today for our show. And we will start right away with our first guest. So can you describe a significant challenge you faced in your life?
I would say a significant challenge I have faced is when I moved from close to Basel to close to Zurich. And the challenge was that the class I went to, like the high school I went to, the class I went to, was not very welcoming towards me. And so it was very hard for me to make new friends in this new place.
What were your initial thoughts and feelings when you encountered this challenge?
My initial thoughts and feelings when I encountered this challenge were that I thought it was my mistake, that people didn't want to be friends with me. But then over time, I realized, talking to other people who had been in that class, I heard that actually they had also struggled. I spoke with two other people and that they were also part of this class at some point, and they told me that actually they had struggled to really become a part of this class as well. And since I really liked them and I thought they were like really sweet people, I thought, okay, so it can't be my mistake that I'm not able to really become a member of this class and feel welcomed by my classmates.
How do you manage to keep going despite these difficulties?
I think I kept going despite these difficulties by really focusing on people from other classes, because I got friends, really good friends with some of those people, because we did like an excursion together to Bombay, and I became really close to other people outside of my class, and that really helped me and kept me going. And in addition to that, I really committed myself to loving myself and appreciating myself, and that was like the second pillar that gave me the strength to navigate this difficult social situation.
Were there specific people or beliefs, experiences that inspired you or supported you during this time?
Specific people and beliefs that helped me through this experience was for sure my cousin and my sister, because I had lost a bit like contact fairly quickly with the people that I had gotten to know at my old place, at the place where I used to live. So I couldn't lean back on them, but I could lean back on my sister and my cousin especially. And I would also say the people that I got to know that were outside of my class, like, you know, the same year, but not my class. There were also like specific people there that really, really helped me to get through this time and made it like even fun. I like really felt like I was part of a community at my school, if not in my own class, then outside of my class. And that was really great. And I really enjoyed it. I enjoy spending time with them. I enjoyed talking to them. We had such a fun time every time we met. So that was really great. And that really, really helped me to be less doubtful of myself. And I think this experience with, especially with meeting people at the same school that wanted to be friends with me, that wanted to invest time and energy into my personhood, and that wanted me to attend their birthday parties, for example, you know, these little things that make all the difference. Those experiences really helped me to overcome my self-doubts and also a bit my self-hate, I think, for sure.
What were some of the most significant steps or decisions you made to overcome your challenge?
I think the most significant step for me to overcome this challenge was really that I decided I wanted to unconditionally love myself, even though I didn't have any friends. Like even 1 year into, I didn't have any friends at the new place where I lived. I mean, I had other friends, but not at this new place. And so I decided that I would just unconditionally love myself and just trust the process that I'm going to meet people that want to be friends with me as well. And then just a week later, I met these amazing people from those other classes in the same year. And that really, I would say, opened up my heart and made me really overcome this challenge. Because over time, then, like even half a year later, I even had some friends in my class, or like one friend, actually, I had one friend. And that was really crazy in a way.
Wow, this is really, I can relate a lot to what you just said, Janine. Actually, one of my favorite books called Good Vibes for a Good Life has this quote that you just reminded me of, which is, goes like this. It says, love yourself and life will begin to love you back. And it exactly portrays what you just shared with us. The moment you decided that you will love yourself unconditionally, no matter what's happening around you, a week later, you, in a way, attracted these people who later became part of your community, your soul tribe, a place where you felt loved because you decided to love yourself before that. And this is a very important message right there. And thank you so much for sharing this with us. Okay, let's go on with the next question. Looking back, what have you learned from overcoming this challenge?
What I've learned from overcoming this challenge is I think that it's very, very important to love yourself, to not take personal when people don't want to be friends with you, because people are very complicated beings and sometimes they don't even realize how they come across with their actions, or they're not sensitive enough or empathetic enough to realize what their actions could mean to other people.
And how has this experience changed the way you approach challenges today?
I think this experience has changed me in the way I really, through this experience, I really approach social situations really differently, in that I don't expect anything, and especially don't expect that when I go into a new situation that I will be friends with these people. Because I know from experience that people are sometimes really not open to being, to wanting to be friends with you. And I'm not taking it personally anymore at all since then. I think it's especially because I had like this positive experience and this negative experience of people just really wanting to be friends with me and people really not wanting to be friends with me, both at the same time. And that just showed to me that it really depends. I mean, of course, also it depends on how you are, but I would describe myself as a quite kind and honest and open person, also empathetic. So I think I'm a lovable person. And but if other people, for whatever reason, are not open to getting to know you, that has nothing to do with you. Yeah, one has to just accept that and accept the closed offness of other people. And move on, and really also respect or accept that. I mean, of course, it's a good idea to do some soul searching, ask yourself, you know, how can I be maybe a more likable person? But if you've realized, no, actually, I am a likable person and other people like me. And you go into a new environment and people just seem not to not like you. They just seem to not like you. It is most likely not your problem. It's just that these people are, for whatever reason, are not open, not interested, or just mean. And one has to just accept that it really depends on other people how, especially if you're a kind-hearted person, arguably, it really depends on the other people, how they are as people. Are they kind-hearted? Are they open? Are they honest? Are they empathetic? And most importantly, do they appreciate these features in other people? And if the answer is no, then they're not going to be friends with you or wanting to be friends with you. Yeah, I think one has to just accept that. And I really started to accept that, especially after I did some soul searching, and ask myself, well, am I really a kind person? Am I an honest person, an empathetic person, a kind-hearted person? And maybe the most important question of them all, would I want to be friends with myself? Would I want to be friends with myself? And I had to say yes to all of these questions. And I also have really good friends who would confirm this. And this gave me the reassurance and the feeling that, yeah, and also having the conversation with these two other people who are super kind and who have faced the same struggles into integrating into this class, I then knew that I couldn't have been the problem. And I have faced since similar situations, but I didn't sink into self-doubt and self-hatred because of these situations, because I just accepted and really looked at the people that surrounded me. And then I just realized, well, they don't appreciate the same things as I do, and therefore they don't appreciate me as I maybe deserve to be appreciated. So I just have to accept that. And I highly recommend everyone does the same.
I couldn't agree more, Janine. And you've answered my next question already, which was about what advice would you give to people facing a similar challenge? So thank you so much for sharing this. And yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think a very powerful thing happens once you start really loving yourself and doing this soul searching that you mentioned about, you know, I do deserve to be loved and I do deserve kind people around me because I believe I'm a kind person, a positive person, and so on. And once you start looking at yourself in a positive light, realistically, obviously, in a positive light, you start appreciating yourself. And in a way, you stop tolerating other people's behavior that does not align with your own values because you don't need their validation anymore, right? So, yeah. Beautiful message. Is there a mantra or a quote that you found particularly helpful or motivational during tough times?
Helpful mantra would be that I just always imagined that I was just standing firmly on the ground. And because I was standing firmly on the ground, like every time I felt my feet on the ground, I imagined that there was like self-love flowing from my feet into my body. And maybe it's a bit abstract, but it really helped me to like also have a physical sensation of like what self-love maybe physically can feel like or feels like. And I mean, maybe like a visualization technique that really helped me at the time.
Well, Janine, thank you so much. It's been lovely to hear your story. It's been inspiring and also hopefully motivational for whoever is listening out there. As we reflect on the stories of transformation and courage we've shared up to now, it's clear that change isn't something that just happens to us. It's something that we can actively embrace and pursue. Therefore, up next, we have a track that dives deep into the heart of personal struggle and the desire to grow. Here is Change by NF, a song that captures the raw emotions and complexities of seeking a better version of oneself despite the hurdles. Let this song resonate with your own journey of change as we continue to explore what it means to rise above and transform. This is Radio Syrup and you're listening to Rise Above.
Drugs. I'm addicted to the pain though, yeah. I've been on it for a while, don't know how to put it down. Gotta have it, it's a habit, I'ma break though. I just wanna take a hit, keep saying I'ma quit, keep saying I'ma leave, but I stay though. I just want a little fix, I don't wanna take a risk. I don't like it when I drift from the safe zone. But lately I've been thinking I'ma have to, letting go of things that I'm attached to. World don't stop just because I'm in a bad mood. You don't know what love is, see you holding on to something that you can't lose. That's why I'm trying to get it together. Sleeves up, putting work in, trying to be better. I like to rap, but I ain't gonna do it forever. Forget the charts, I'ma focus in a hold in my head. A moment I get up, I just wanna know I'm doing my best. And if I'm not, Lord forgive me, you can have the regrets. Cause I can feel the water trying to go up over my head. Most of my life I always felt like I was holding my breath, holding my chest, to be honest, so I'm tired of it. Looking for something in my life to be inspired again. I like to walk around and act like I don't know what it is, but I know what it is, I just never wanna commit. Running for
change, I'm looking for change, I'm searching for change, looking for change. I just want change.
I don't like new things, got a lot of mood swings. Oh, you wanna tell me something negative? I don't wanna hear what you think, yeah. Tossing in my sleep every night for like 2 weeks, thinking about how I could've done this or done that better. Can't help it, that's just me.
Lies.
That's just me avoiding the change. Yeah, that's probably why the issues ain't going away. Yeah, that's probably why I always sit around and complain, telling myself that I ain't never getting out of this place. Out of my face if you're telling me I need to be different. That's the issue though, I'm always insecurity driven, taking the wrong turns, acting like I know where I'm headed, waiting for something bad to happen. I can snap any minute, I need
change.
Yeah, it's kinda easy to say, right? But difficult to do it when I feel like I hate life. And everyone around me kinda thinks I'm a great guy, but I don't ever think it, so I think I'm a fake liar. It's something that I know I should do. I'm a little uncomfortable to tell you the truth, but to be honest with you lately, I got nothing to lose. See, I've always been full of pain, but now I'm making some room. Looking for
change, I'm looking for
change,
I'm searching for
change,
I'm looking for change.
I just want
I need a moment of silence. I don't like change, but I'll try it. I don't want to hear what I should or I shouldn't do. Why are they always defiant? See, all my emotions are liars. All my emotions are violent. They don't want freedom to find me. Mention their name and everybody riots.
Yeah.
That's why I'm checking my vitals. They keep on working, but I know breathing don't mean you're alive. So I bag up all of my trash and walk out on my tightrope. Positive thoughts are my rivals. I'm trying to be on their side though. Should I feel comfortable? I don't. Last year I felt suicidal. This year I might do something different, like talking to God.
I'm looking for, yeah, I'm searching for,
yeah,
I'm looking for,
I just want,
I'm looking for,
yeah,
I'm searching for,
yeah,
I'm looking for,
yeah,
I just want,
I'm
looking for,
yeah,
I'm searching for,
yeah,
I'm looking for,
yeah,
I just want,
I'm
looking for,
I'm
searching for,
I'm
looking for.
Meine Freiheit, mein Leben, mein Radio. Radio Lora auf 97,5 MHz. Damit es auch meins bleibt, unterstütze ich es mit einem Jahresbeitrag von 120 Franken. Für Nichtverdienende gibt es die Mitgliedschaft schon ab 60 Franken. Das Postcheckkonto lautet 80-144-03-9. Radio Lora, die Freiheit nehme ich mir.
And we are back, everyone, on Rise Above here at Radio Syrup. If you're just joining us, today we're diving into stories of personal triumph and resilience. Our next guest is ready to share his journey, answering the very same insightful questions as our previous guest and opening up to the challenges he has overcome, and the lessons learned along the way. Let's give a warm welcome and tune in as he shares his inspiring story with us. So can you describe a significant challenge you faced in your life?
Well, one of the major challenges, maybe the biggest one for me, was actually the change to my study program. At first, when I thought about it in school, it seemed quite clear what direction it would take, something with engineering, because it has the hands-on side of real natural sciences, and I always was very interested in that one. But later on, when I began the studies and when I actually saw, okay, at least how at EDH it is treated as a concepts and all that, and all the theory you have to learn for it, and the theory that is maybe not the one that I would have expected to do, and the focus was different. So I saw more and more that this could be a real challenge, and it turned out to be.
What were your initial thoughts and feelings when you encountered this challenge?
Well, my initial thoughts were, whoa, what is this? Why is it so different from what I have thought? Did I have really expectations that were unrealistic and maybe naive? Or was it really just that the impression that I got from a research in web, etc., that this was like giving a wrong image? And it was probably a combination of both. So the feeling that I had with it was a feeling of being insecure, of being a bit afraid if I'm capable of doing it. Also, if simply I'm also willing to do it. So both of it. And this was quite challenging as a combination.
How do you manage to keep going despite these difficulties?
The way I took to manage to keep on doing electrical engineering, was first that I looked for a conversation with the ones that are closest to me and to discuss with them, okay, what is my situation? What are the difficulties I face? And what would be their maybe tips and advice for me? And so I got very various advices, and they were all very useful in some sense. Not that maybe I followed them one to one, but rather to see maybe a new perspective also. Sometimes one saying, okay, maybe keep your distance to this and look for new ideas. Always be open for new ideas, but also the ones saying, okay, think about it again. You will see there are also the positive sides. Don't forget them. And sometimes things take a while to really be able to appreciate them. So both of it turned out to be like partially true or even very true. So this is basically my way how I encountered the difficulties. So right now I'm still studying in that field. It is not sure that I would stay in that field, but I got a certain security for myself and more self-confidence also in what I do, because I realized more and more, okay, this path I can pursue. It is in my capability to do it. And also that there are ways how I can work later with it in a way that my interests are met, and that actually, even though maybe the field is not what I've expected, that I can take what is best for me out of it. And if it should not be the case that nothing works, that I still have the possibility to go to something new just by staying flexible and motivated in myself. So this is the very way how I dealt with this problem.
Were there specific people or beliefs, experiences that inspired you or supported you during this time?
Concerning people, there definitely were. I talked to a lot of members of my family, to friends, to relatives, and certainly mostly my family. Like my aunt, for example, did a great support when I saw her in the south of France. We had a great discussion one evening, and she really gave me a new perspective, showing up to me the freedom again that we have all in life, and maybe in a privileged situation of being ETH student as it is here, maybe even more, and to see that again. to never lose hope in this one, and also experiences as I went to another country for studies, as I went abroad from Germany to Switzerland. Even though it's the same language here, it is still a different culture, different country in the sense that it's not a EU, that it has some aspects that changed. And even though all that happened, and it's just for the studies with a very new situation, that I still managed to live the life here and that everything works quite well. This also is already something great to achieve. And this is an experience that shows, okay, even though there might be issues with the study program, there's already that lot that is achieved, that this can't be the step that limits it all. So it's always more possible. And when this like great challenge is already achieved, then this is maybe, even though it doesn't seem like it, a smaller part in it all.
How did you overcome any fears or self-doubt through this experience?
This I did, in different ways. it was the combination of doing several things at a time, actually doing that much things that, well, it's not the best approach, but that much things that I couldn't really think maybe of the real problems again, because I was just in between of it all, of doing activities, of doing engagements in university, associations, etc., etc., and that way just maybe not seeing and therefore also partially resolving what are issues maybe behind of it. But I don't know if I can recommend that. Rather also by really tackling it and seeing for myself in the time in between what are the problems and where are the fears coming from. Are they really profound, or is there maybe less behind than I would think? And to step by step resolve most of it, and also to accept simply that some amount of fear and some amount of self-doubt is part of life. It shouldn't be too big, it shouldn't dominate over other things, but it is normal to have them, and this already takes out some pressure. And this was also very valuable to just experience.
It is indeed valuable to recognize that our fears and negative thoughts have lessons to teach us too, by the way. By taking the time to not only feel them, but also reflect on them, we can begin to understand and eventually overcome certain challenges. So, my dear listeners, today as we listen to the stories of our guests, let's consider how moments of doubt and fear can be transformed into opportunities for growth and self-discovery. Each narrative is a testament to the power of taking that inward journey and finding the strength to move forward. Thank you, Leonard. Thank you for this. Now, let's move to the next question. What were some of the most significant steps or decisions you made to overcome your challenge?
The most important steps that I made were probably the discussions that I had, were probably also the exam block simply when I passed them and I saw, okay, it works out. So all the fear that was maybe there of not being able to do it, this turns out to not be true. This already was really important. Like after one semester, it was less. After the second one, even more. And so it goes on, and the confidence builds up in the field that some competence somewhere seems to be there. And on the other hand, concerning the willingness, so really, is that the right field for me, for my field of interest? What helped there is to see, okay, that even though some program points are very strict in bachelor's, you still have the freedom to choose in this field. So even though it might seem little, with side projects and with what you can do in GES and Wahlfächer, there are things, for example, to say in the university context, where you can still pursue your very own path. And that way, to make the best out of what you see, and to make also the direction, or to really crystallize the direction you want to take, which is very valuable.
Looking back, what have you learned from overcoming this challenge?
I definitely have learned that I have more strength than I would have expected before, and also that the discipline is quite